Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The commandments. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, world without end. Amen. Now we come to the collect. After that we have the readings.
The collect for the second Sunday of Christmas. Almighty God, in the birth of your Son, you have poured on us the new light of your incarnate word and shown us the fullness of your love. Help us to walk in his light and dwell in his love, that we may know the fullness of his joy, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The first reading is from Galatians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer slaves, but God's children. And since you are his children, he has made you also heirs. This is the word of the Lord.
The Gospel reading comes from Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the word of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us unto Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have our sermon.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some years ago, when my husband Tim was still a senior lecturer at the University of Reading, one of his overseas research students sent him a letter. He inquired most solicitously after Tim, and then added, "And how is your wife, Moron?" We chuckled at that one. But then names do change with different languages. My name, Moira, is the anglicised version of the Irish, which in turn is the Irish version of the Greek Mary. And the Greek Maria is the Greek version of the Hebrew Maryam, which may well be the Hebrew version of an Egyptian name, which means beloved. Or it might come from a Hebrew root itself, which means bitter, the same root that gives us myrrh. So with all those different changes from different languages, it's not entirely surprising that this student made the extra change to Moron, although I hope I don't act like one most of the time. I wonder what your name means. You probably weren't given your name because of its meaning, although your parents might have liked the meaning, but they probably didn't think that that would necessarily be who you'd become. You're given your name far too young to really know what you're going to be like as a person, other than you'll probably take after your parents in some way or other. In fact, our names are a sign of one thing, because they are mostly given to us. Very few of us get to choose our own name. And so it gives us a feeling about us as human beings in relationship. That's why you need a name, so people will know which human being they're talking about, because humans live in relationship with each other. We need each other. And those names are often handed down families. That was certainly the time in Jesus' day. If we remember the other story of the naming of a child that we get in Luke, we hear about Zechariah receiving John's name from an angel and then being struck dumb because he can't believe that he is to be a father. And when it comes to the eighth day after John's birth, and they are going to call him Zechariah, Zechariah and Elizabeth signal, no. Elizabeth says he's to be John. So they check by bringing something for John, for Zechariah to write on. And he writes, his name is John. Not Zechariah like his father, but John, the name the angel gave him. Likewise, Jesus is named by an angel. You get two versions of the story, the one where the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, tells her she is going to have a child. The power of the Most High will come upon you, and you shall name him Jesus. We get a little bit more about the name in Matthew's version. There, Joseph has a dream, and an angel comes to him and tells him that it's right to marry Mary, for the child is God's child, and you shall name him Jesus, because he'll save his people from their sins. Jesus. Well, actually, he wasn't named Jesus. Because, of course, that's the version in English. And the name Jesus has gone through some transitions as well to get to English. Jesus was named Yeshua. Joshua. God saves, is the original meaning of that. But when the Greeks wrote down Yeshua, they had to give him a male ending, which is why it ends with S rather than A, because you don't want to confuse Jesus with a woman. And so we end up with Jesus, which becomes Jesus through Latin into English. Yeshua. Jesus wasn't the only boy to be named Yeshua in his time. Not that long ago, an ossuary was found which had Jesus, son of Joseph, on it, which caused some stir, because an ossuary is the place where, after a year in the tomb, the bones were carefully placed for longer term. It only happened for about 100 years in Jewish history. It ended in AD 70 when the temple fell. So it's clearly from the time of Jesus. But it wasn't Jesus, for we know that Christ rose from the dead. And there's no obvious reason why, if he had been put into an ossuary, that they would leave the bones in Jerusalem rather than take them back to Galilee. No, it's not Jesus, but it's another Yeshua of the same time. And we hear of another as well. Barabbas is named in some manuscripts Jesus Barabbas. And Barabbas shows how some of the Yeshuas took on their name. They'd been given it by their parents, and they understood that their parents were longing for them to be one, the one through whom God would save his people from the Romans. And so Barabbas led an uprising and is sentenced to death for it. But as we know, he is the one Pilate sets free. When Jesus, who's not led an uprising, but merely been a great challenge to the Jewish leaders that they're not being wide enough in their understanding of God's love, he was the one who was killed. And yet we know that in that, this Yeshua, the one who grew up knowing that his father, although he honoured Joseph, his true father was God himself, this one knew he was to save his people, not from the Romans, but from themselves, from their falling away from God, for all the ways in which they let God down. And in turn, through saving the Judean people from themselves, he would set them free to be a light to the nations, so that all could discover God's love. And all could discover that Jesus is the one who saves, not from external enemies, but from the internal ones. For as I said, human beings need each other. We're relational beings, and yet so often there are things within us that harm the relationships we have with others. If we are to really live well, that's what needs to be sorted out. Jesus saves not just as a war leader, but as a healer. He heals those hurts and harms within us to set us free to love with his unconditional love. And so as we remember Jesus being named, we also remember that we at our baptism were named, not just with our first names, but with the name of Christian. Christ follower, one who would be Christ-like. And so this week, as we remember that Jesus was given the name Yeshua, God saves, let's thank God that God saves us from the things that harm us and our relationships, and learn to be bigger than the things we want, bigger than our own views and our own ideas. And to listen as Jesus did to his Father, so that we too can be beacons of his Father's love. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glory of Father, which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and to thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplication and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council, and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially minister justice, to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially the congregation listening to this service, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me take a moment to bring before God those who would especially commend to him. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travel and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. so God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we must humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he gave the thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve thy soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour towards us. and that we are very members incorporate of the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We say the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always.